In this chapter, Paul sought to lift the Corinthians' eyes off of themselves and in turn off of ourselves as readers, our pride, suffering, temptation, even our own death, and gaze on the glory of God revealed in our Messiah. As we do so, our hope will surely be renewed, knowing that whatever happens, His life is at work in us and will resurrect us for eternity when He will establish the fullness of His new creation. Paul's confidence displayed right from the beginning of this chapter is rooted in the hope of God's glorious light, the light that brought creation into being and that today continues its work of recreation through the people of God. The gospel is about the original creator bringing new life and light to his world, the world where death and darkness have made their home and usurped his role. The imagery of light and darkness running through the first few verses offer an analysis on the state of the human condition. Darkness blinds people to God's true light, by which we see, act righteously, and live our lives unto Him. Yet, Paul contrasts it with the all-surpassing power of Christ. See the passage in John, "Darkness has not been able to put light out."